Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane, head of the D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Ethan in just a moment.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch for their 42nd annual production sale on April 3rd at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling approximately 1,385 head of registered bulls and females and commercial females and pairs. All purchases are backed by the Gardner Guarantee and will be delivered for free. Join the Gardners in Ashland, Kansas online at liveauctions.tv or SuperiorClickToBid.com. For video of sale offering, catalog, and more, go to their website, GardnerAngus.com.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Talking now with Ethan Lane of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office. Ethan, a lot of things happening, obviously, right now impacting our cattle industry. In just the last few days, we've gotten word that another bill has been reintroduced that has to do with cattle marketing, the Senator Grassley measure, 5014. I know that NCBA's got some concerns about this measure.
You know, we do. This is a bill we've been opposed to in the past. Obviously, we have states that are in support of it. Iowa Cattlemen is in support of this bill, you know, clearly coming from their home state senator. And it really does have to do with how much negotiated trade you're seeing in these different areas in the country. You know, if you're in an area where they're already trading 50% of their cattle on cash, this bill kind of fits with the business model. But if you go to places like Texas or Kansas or even a lot of the western states, it's really out of step with the volume of cattle that are being traded on cash. And a lot of this conversation, Ron, has really developed over the last few years to a more appropriate focus on regional negotiated trade. Because of those regional differences, the academic community, the economic community is telling us we need to be more specific to the region. That's kind of something like the voluntary strategy that we're working on, or the Fisher bill that is more regional in nature. That's really kind of more where the bulk of this conversation has moved. But yes, we do have the bill, the Grassley bill, reintroduced, and NCBA remains opposed to that bill in its current form.
He's got several co-sponsors that have signed up with him as well. Interesting to note that one of the new members of the Senate Ag Committee, Senator Booker, signed on to that measure.
You know, that is interesting. As Senator Booker's choice of engagement in various cattle industry issues is something that we're still sort of trying to get a handle on. You know, I mean, he's clearly vegan. He's not a guy who is real interested in keeping the cattle industry viable. So, you know, trying to figure out, as he is a new member of the Ag Committee, what his interest is in some of these different measures is something that's going to be fascinating to watch over the next couple of years.
You mentioned the Deb Fisher measure, measure that I know has captured also a lot of attention within the cattle industry. And she's got, as you mentioned, a regional approach.
She does. She, you know, she's trying to find some middle ground here and establish a framework in legislation that would direct USDA to determine what those areas of cash trade are, what those needs are, and use some existing enforcement authority to penalize the packers if those cash trade requirements aren't met. Her bill in its current form defers a lot of that to USDA to kind of go figure out after the fact. You know, our working group includes a lot of different segments of the industry and segments of the country that are trying to find some solutions to that within the industry. So, you know, we're going to continue to communicate with Senator Fisher and other sponsors of the bill. We're going to continue to communicate with USDA. And our belief is still that the best way to solve this issue is for all of the different voices in the conversation to find some common ground. There are just too many producers making money in too many different ways around the country for a one-size-fits-all solution. But there's a lot in that bill that the industry really roundly supports. You know, the cattle contract library, things like that are pretty universally embraced. There's a lot of good stuff in that bill. So we look forward to continuing to work with her on it.
I guess the real rub and the real unknown is exactly how Uncle Sam would enforce these type of measures.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, right, is you know, voluntary negotiated trade, authentic negotiated trade in the marketplace is always going to be a better economic choice. But, you know, the question for producers that are really supportive and states that are supportive of a mandate, which NCBA doesn't support a mandate yet, we don't have the policy to do that, which is why we're not fully supportive of the Fisher bill in its current form. But, you know, trying to figure out what does that look like and what happens if you get a Fisher bill passed that says, okay, you know, 3 years, the Fisher bill states that 3 years average of the past 3 years negotiated trade levels is the new mandatory minimum floor for negotiated trade. Well, what does that mean in a state like Iowa that's trading 60% on cash right now? Does that mean that if a producer wanted to engage in a formula contract a few years from now, he or she wouldn't be able to without a $10,000 penalty from USDA? Or what does that look like? That's the kind of thing we're going to need to figure out, you know, how that works and make sure that it doesn't really inhibit the market's ability to kind of respond in the best way possible, given the economic data out there. So we got to solve that negotiated trade issue. We got to get those numbers up, but we got to get it done in a way that doesn't screw up our market. And you know, that's going to take everybody working together to try to find a solution to this.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the inaugural Bowling Ranch Hereford and Red Angus Spring Bull Sale. Coming up Thursday, April the 8th at 12 noon at The Ranch, 9201 East Stateline Road in Newkirk, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 60 spring 2-year-old and fall 18-month-old Hereford and Red Angus bulls. To request a catalog, go to bowlingranch.com or for questions, call the sale manager, Tim Stidham at 405-742-4553. Don't miss the Bowling Ranch Inaugural Spring Bull Sale Thursday, April 8th, 12 noon in Newkirk, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.